Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
From EOTMradio.com, you are tuned in to the E-Buzz, and you are on air with Carla B.
E-Buzz. Carla B.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the E-Buzz. Yours truly, Carla B, is here with you. Thanks for sharing a portion of your hot Friday night with me tonight. Be sure to connect with me on social media, and I promise you that I'll connect with you back. My Twitter is EOTMPR, and you can find us on Facebook as well, facebook.com/EOTM.media. Really quickly, our 2 minutes. All Things Considered announcements are brought to you by EOTMTV.com, your source for breaking news and pop culture, indie films, celebrity interviews, and so much more, y'all. You want to definitely make sure you make your way there, EOTMTV.com. But really quickly, I definitely want to put this bug in your ear again. Make sure you stay connected to All Things EOTM because you don't want to miss the 2013 EOTM Awards that's coming to Los Angeles in August of 2013, and you can stay connected to all things regarding this great, great event by Twitter, following the EOTM Awards on Twitter, as well as Facebook, EOTM Awards. It's going to be a great thing. This will be Entrepreneurs Big Night, so make sure you stay connected and mark your calendars for all the great, great stuff that'll be happening there. You got a really great, exciting show tonight, speaking with a couple of different individuals, but I'm continuing my series of shows, interview with an entrepreneur, and tonight, y'all, I'll be speaking with this guy, wears so many hats. He's a businessman, philanthropist, motivational speaker, humanitarian, and he's also a talk show host. I'm sure I'm missing a couple of things, but we're going to take a really quick 30-second commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce the entrepreneur, this awesome guy, Rick Rosman. Hold tight. Don't go nowhere, y'all. You don't want to miss it. Hold tight.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Welcome back, y'all. You're tuned into the E-Buzz on EOTMRadio.com. And yours truly, Carla B, continuing my series of shows, interview with an entrepreneur. And as I stated at the top of the show, I'm speaking with Rick Rosman. He is just a fascinating guy doing so many awesome things. I'm a businessman, philanthropist, humanitarian. He's a talk show host, amongst so many other things, I'm sure. But with that, I want to definitely open it up for him right now. Rick Reisman, welcome to EOTM Radio.
Carla, thank you so much, and thank you for that great introduction. It's a pleasure to be on your show. It's an honor for me.
Oh, and it's an honor for me as well. It is. And really quick, before we even go any further, I know I shared a little bit about you, at least your some characteristics and some titles, but go ahead and dig a little bit deeper or share with our listeners a little bit more about you for those that may be living underneath a rock or something, Rick.
First of all, I'm pushing 62. I'll be 62 in February, so there's been plenty of life behind me. I've been a wealth management advisor with a major financial firm for the last 35 years and also branch manager in that capacity. Also along the way, managed to be married, raise a couple of kids, and do marathons. But more importantly is getting involved in the community and giving back. And that has taken utmost and foremost place in myself and my wife's life. Going all the way back to when we were kids, used to go to the Union Rescue Mission and help serve the homeless, and that was courtesy of my dad who used to take us there. And now, I've had many experiences in the Union Rescue Mission. I'm on 6 boards, president of one, Steps for Education LA, which is just a dynamite thing, AC Green Youth Foundation. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, but it's about giving back. I have a radio show which we talk about philanthropy. All we do is talk about philanthropy, and every Sunday at 4 o'clock, we have a known head of a nonprofit, Carla, get on, and very similar to how you're interviewing me, I interview the head of the nonprofit, and then we challenge people to get involved and
wow.
Either time, talent, or treasure. So there you go.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome, and it sounds like this is a passion of yours, and you sincerely are doing this to help other people. And you really can say that a lot about individuals these days when it comes to business. So kudos to you. Tell us this, Rick. Tell us how you got the position, because I heard that you are president. No, you mentioned it, president of STEPS, a foundation
right.
Where, so you're holding that role. How did that come about?
That sort of came about by Carla, it's a matter of saying yes. Steps for Success Education LA is a nonprofit group that provides, well, let me backtrack for a minute. The educational system, Carla, as you are know, I'm sure aware, in the inner city, no matter where it is really tough and challenging for the students to go. The dropout rate, 60%, 70%, and it's just an element of sort of despair. What Steps for Success in Education does is that they provide 100% scholarships to students in this case it's South Central, because it's LA-based, in South Central
right.
LA to attend parochial schools all the way through from some of the grammar schools up to the high schools. And then the success rate of these kids as they go through the grammar school and high school system, most of them go on to college and many of them finish. So it's a complete turnaround
wow.
from the experience that you have in South Central. And I happened to get involved, said yes, because a good friend of mine has been after me to do it for a number of years. Finally got involved, and then I went to a couple of meetings, and they said, why don't you run it? You seem to know what you're doing. So
right.
I became president, and there you have
wow.
the story.
Wow, that's awesome. So Steps, a foundation. If our listeners were listening, because it's definitely some great information, and I guess it's something that many parents would want their kids to be a part of something like that. Is there a website where they can go take a look at it or to get some more information on that program? Or how does that work?
Yes, it is. It is. Yes, there is. You can contact if it's okay to give out the schools, you can contact Nativity Grammar School or Holy Name. These are mainly parochial schools, which some people have a little bit of issue with. But you can
right.
contact them, and through the STEP program, you can talk to the administrators. They haven't turned down, they hardly turned down anyone. And
okay.
they've had some experiences.
Wow.
We find the way to get the kids educated. Right now we have, you know, several hundred on scholarships. So it's a labor of love, and we're always looking for, of course, with finding the students is easy. We're looking for economics for people to help with the with the economic part of it, to help underwrite these costs, because it is expensive to put these kids through. When you see the outcome, Carla, it's great. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it. It definitely does. You guys are doing some great work there. Let's talk a little bit about your show under the Easy Broadcasting Network, the Rosman Experience. Now, I actually listened to your premiere show. Was it a couple weeks ago or earlier? Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I think, is when I listened to the first one. But, you know, so I want you to share with us just the whole goal behind it, and, you know, how are you trying to set yourselves apart with this show comparable to other shows on Internet radio?
Carla, first of all, I was very afraid. Many people have been coming to me, and they said, Rick, you need to do a program and get out there and talk about what you're doing personally so that you can then influence others. You might want to do a radio program. And I said, oh, my God, a radio program, that means I'm going to be out there talking to people, you know,
right,
and having that type of issue. So finally, the Easy Way Broadcasting Group with Eric Zuli came up to me and said, let's give it a try. Let's do the nonprofit. Let's only do nonprofits. No sponsorship, no cost to the philanthropic organization. So the first one, and he's a hero in L.A., is Andy Bales, Reverend Andy Bales, who runs the Union Rescue Mission. He's a dear friend, and he also performed the marriage ceremony for me and my wife, so it gives you an idea. He is an ordained reverend. We asked him to kick it off, and he was more than happy to do it. And also, he said, I've been interviewed 1,000 times by 1,000 different agencies. I'll make it easy on you. So we did it, and then from then on, we started adding one more nonprofit after another. And this Sunday we have ShareFest. And if you go on Google on ShareFest, we have Chad Meyer. And what Chad does is not only they do community service with the budget cuts in high schools and that type of thing, they go in and they will actually redo a high school, paint it, that type of thing. But now they have worked with Avalon High School, which is an inner city school, and they were able to raise the test score substantially. So that's very, very cool. It's been nonprofits only, no commercials for anybody, and it has worked. And by the way, Carla, you asked earlier, it's Step Success Through Education is the website for the STEP program. Okay. You asked that earlier.
Yeah. You said
Step Success Through Education.
Gotcha.
STPP, Success Through Education.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Now, for your show, The Rosman Experience, you guys are pushing this just to raise more awareness for the charities, correct?
That is correct. And also to give a light or an outlet for the person who started these charities, who is the person behind it, the energy behind it, and to tell their story about, number one, how did they come to the conclusion that this was needed? Number two, to talk about the charity and what it does and who it serves. And then number three is the challenge, which is, okay, all the folks listening, they may be sitting on a couch, maybe this is their year to say, yes, I'm going to get involved. Yes, I'll serve the homeless.
Right.
Yes, I'll mentor a kid. And we provide the venue where they can, if it's not L.A., they know that they can do the same thing in their town, but we provide the venue where people, it may be the little bit of impetus for people to say, I don't have the money, maybe I can give the time. Or I don't have the time, maybe I can give talent. And there's a lot of retired folks out there who have incredible, incredible resumes who, you know, you see, and I love golf too, but you see them on the golf course and tennis, maybe they could share their engineering or their math skills or their reading skills or something like that with those that are in need or some other skills. So it's time, talent, and treasure. Get involved.
It's great. I don't think I seen or heard of a talk show with this specialty. I think it's awesome. And it's genius of Eric Zulli to even think of that. I think, you know, it's something that's not being really done right now. I mean, I haven't done my research, but I have not heard of anybody doing anything like this in talk radio. So that goes to show Eric Zulli is the man. So speaking of...
Oh, I couldn't have done it. Yeah. Yeah, I could have done it without Eric, Carla. There's many times where I was very afraid and very nervous doing this on radio, having no idea how it would be accepted. Many times I wanted to wimp out and say, you know what, I really don't want to do this. And Eric goes, Rick, you're building an audience. We're getting traction. You need to hang in there. So Eric has been great in also mentoring the old guy.
You know what? Yeah, Eric, definitely. He's the man he is. And so, you know, I brought that up. And then my next question is going to be, what has your experience been like doing it the easy way with Eric Zulli?
Well, first of all, he's got the patience of Job for somebody as young as he is. And young compared to me. He's in his 30s. I'm in my 60s.
Right.
But he's got the patience of Job. And he also can read personalities pretty well. He only pushed me certain far. I'm very successful in what I do in my personal life,
and we
do marathons, we travel, we do all, you know, we have an incredible full life, and then we have this. And Eric says, "Well, Rick, you're going to need to do this and need to do that." And he goes, "If I'm pushing too far, tell me." But each step of the way has increased the brand and the relevance and the awareness. And we are getting traction when we hear some of the nonprofits go, you know that radio show we did a couple weeks ago? You know, I got a phone call from somebody, and they're going to come down and take a tour, or they're going to write a check, or they're going to donate some time.
Wow.
And then when you hear those things, you go, it's worth it. It's working.
Yes,
and that's,
it really
that's
is.
It's working. Yes.
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 The easy way works. The easy way works. Okay, so, Rick, you're on many boards. Different charity organizations. So let's talk about some of the other roles that you play as a board member.
Well, there's a number of favorite ones, and then I'm on the board of the AC Green Youth Foundation, which is the legendary Laker. AC serves the inner city schools and the inner city youth, both the boys and girls clubs, as well as some of the some of the projects, because the kids live in the projects. We hold not only the basketball camps like a lot of the basketball players do, and that's fine. AC has a sort of a all-encompassing program where we teach the kids about life. There's game plan, and AC will get up and talk about halftime. And halftime is when you redirect at halftime and you look back at how the first half of the game went. And then you say, well, did I make any mistakes? And he tells the kids, he said, look, if you made a mistake, that's a mistake, but it's halftime. You can now reassess and go forward. And he's active in many, some of his programs are in many of the inner city schools, in the inner city high schools. And it's basically, it's a course on ethics and those types of things, which you know a lot of these kids may not get, but they get it from him. And then he, of course, incorporates it with basketball. And he stays in touch with these kids all the time because we're very active with the Boys and Girls Clubs in L.A., and it's just a true joy. So that's one of the favorite ones that we're involved in.
Okay, and that's the AC.
That's AC Green Youth Foundation, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about some of those success stories.
Oh, okay. I don't know whether it's success stories, meaning – you know, we get donations, success stories. When we've made aware a number of the charities so far, and we get the phone calls. Well, Carla, I guess because the show is so new, let's go back to success stories that we've been involved in. For instance, the Union Rescue Mission, and that's a good one, and it's one of my favorites. The Union Rescue Mission, we have organized huge amounts of volunteers, time, talent, and treasure down there, where we serve the homeless, cook turkeys. We started off, sometimes it was just me, then it was me and Sheila, my wife, and now there's a whole group of people that follow us down there. there's a whole group of people that donate money down there to the inner city, and there's a whole group of people who volunteer. So that's a huge success story in regards to making a difference. Unfortunately, Carla, many people think the Union Rescue Mission was only for folks going through dry-out programs, and maybe that was the way it was. Now, they see intact families because of the economic disaster out there.
Right,
intact
right.
families will knock on the door, and there's actually almost 100 children who live on Skid Row at the Union Rescue Mission, who a school bus every
wow.
day will take them to school because they have nowhere else to go. And
that's
if it
crazy.
Wasn't for folks like the people I know, we keep that place in food. And we make sure there's food. We make sure there's enough money. It's always a struggle, but the need is incredible. But that's a success
yes.
story because they have not closed
yeah.
their doors. They almost came close a couple times, but they're still going.
You know, that is so awesome. That really is. So what are some, like, if there's listeners that are checking out this program and they're wanting to help, that particular organization or, you know, any other organization, can you share information how they can get involved with that?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, if they contact us through info@easywaybroadcasting.com, they can get access to me. If it's Union Rescue Mission, if they live in L.A., they can go right to the Union Rescue Mission website, and Reverend Andy Bales is the fellow who runs it. If they want to get involved, if it's in L.A., the AC Green Youth Foundation, they can go right directly to the website, and it's AC Green Youth Foundation. But more importantly, there are homeless shelters in Brooklyn. There's homeless shelters
yes.
in Washington, D.C., and Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
that if they live in other places, it's just a matter of going down and getting involved and making the call and saying, how can mm-hmm. I help? What
that
do you
simple.
Need? Give me
mm-hmm.
a tour, that type of thing. So that's what
yeah.
they need to do. They can contact us through, by the way, if they go to my website, rickrosman.com, you can see more things about how to contact me. But info@easywaybroadcasting.com is probably the best way to reach us. If it's L.A., we can segue them into many of the charities here. But if it's in other cities, we have a lot of sister relationships with others, and we might be able to, you know, point them in the direction. But the challenge is, here we are at the beginning of the year, Carla, and we all have these weight loss goals, and we have these
right.
wealth goals, and we have these life goals, and we have these spiritual goals. What do we have about giving back goals?
Giving
and
back.
Many,
yeah.
many times we talk to people and say, well, this is the year I will actually
mm-hmm.
serve the homeless, and then another year
right.
goes by. Well, maybe
yeah.
it this year.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, that is so great, and just to let you guys know, like EOTM, it stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move, and our company was created just to be able to help other entrepreneurs, you know, get those resources and business tools needed to become a success. So, you know, we're definitely all about giving back, and I think that's so very important. And I do, in conversations, speak with a lot of different people when they want to be a part of something, they want to volunteer. But what you said
yes.
was so simple. You said, you know, they have homeless shelters everywhere. Pick up the phone, call
yes.
these places, volunteer.
Yes.
That's so easy, but we try to complicate things, you know.
That's right.
But it's very easy. It's very easy.
Now,
that's,
Carla,
that's awesome.
Carl, I'm going to share one with you because of the entrepreneurship that you are going to identify with. The Academy of Business Leadership, if you take that's the website, Academy of Business Leadership Los Angeles. Go to the website, Anna Rooney, and I'm on her board, and what we do is we take inner-city kids and we take them on Saturdays, and Edison donated the room up there, and we have many different programs at both Loyola, USC, UCLA, at Dominguez Hills, where we have individual classes run by MBAs,
wow.
and we challenge the kids about life, but they also have to do a business plan. And then we
right.
have contests. Now, Carla, these are 12- and 13-year-old kids
wow.
who you know, they develop business plans, and we have actual angel investors and private equity investors in the crowd doing the judging, and these are folks that are these are real, and some of the results are stunning. And just being there, I always attend the one at USC where they have the graduation, and it is phenomenal. And that's Anna's charity. And again, Anna needs help, time, talent, or treasure. You can go to a website and get involved if you're in LA. It's a dynamite program, and we run several hundred kids through that program a year.
Wow, that's awesome. I would definitely check it out. And you guys do it as well. That's the Academy of Business Leadership in Los Angeles. Kudos to you. I know you did a lot of things, Rick, but I had no idea. You know that saying, I'm telling you. All right, so we definitely want to keep it moving. I had a couple other questions for you. Number one, I know that you do your show under the Easy Broadcasting, but I noticed as we were researching that you're also a producer of Easy Way Entertainment. Can you share with us what that's about?
Well, that's new. And again, that's Eric taking me slowly through it. He said, Rick, you need to do this to produce your own shows. And I said, Eric, I have no idea. And he goes, Rick, trust me on this one. So, Carla, I'm a babe in the woods on that. And I have been named a producer on some projects that are in fruition, that are being germinated, but we haven't anything to tell you about yet. Please stay tuned because it's exciting stuff, okay?
It definitely sounds like it. And then also what I noticed, Rick, was that you recently met Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment, right?
Yes. That was a very, very good day. We had been to China. My wife is from China, and we went over to China for the holidays. And Eric is friends of Larry, and so they tried to introduce us over there, but Larry had come over here for the holidays to the States while we were over there for the holidays. But Larry wasn't going back until the 15th. So when we got back after a Step for Education meeting, We with Eric's father went over to Larry's house. He goes, Rick, let's go meet Larry Namer. I go, are you kidding me? And so we go over there, and Larry answers the door, and we had a great, great time with him. A truly humble guy, and he actually took the time to tell us what's going on and the shows he's got going on in China and the kinds of things that he's involved in. And you sort of just sit there and you go, you know, wow, and this guy has more energy than I do, and it looks like you know, he's got 9 million projects going. And a little bit of a little trivia about him is that I have a picture with me and Larry, and he collects antique TVs, the original TVs made in the 1940s and early 50s, and there's me, Larry, with one of his TVs.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, listen, I'm Rick, next time you know that you're headed to Larry Namer's house, you need to pick up your cell phone and call me. I will be there. I'm just kidding. But I did see, I was checking out your website, and I did see some of the pictures that were posted on your blog. I'm trying to find your blog site to share with my listeners. What is it again?
Now, here's my technological prowess. Eric, if you're on there, can you type that one in? Because I am not a techie. And Eric keeps track of that stuff for me. Remember, I'm 61, left-handed, and male, and sometimes technology challenges me. So I have Eric has set up the blog. Eric has set up the Facebook. Eric set up LinkedIn. But we'll have all those in another second, okay?
Cool. Yeah, we'll share
okay,
that.
Guys, I'm going to chime in really quick. You go to Rick Rosman, RickRozman.com. Go to the pictures section, the press section, or to check out a show, go to the podcast section. Back to you, Rick.
All right, thanks. There we go.
Thanks, Easy. Thanks for that. Okay, so you guys got that, and I'll put that within our EO Team Radio page shortly, because y'all have to check out those pictures. Those are awesome. You're in China. I've never been to China. I have some projects working with Asian people, but I've never been to China, so I'm just so jealous. So what's that? That's great. So if our listeners are at the Rick Rosman blog site, you will also you can also check out some pictures of Rick with Bill Clinton, right?
Yes.
And General Petraeus.
Who recently took a big dive, but General Petraeus was before the scandal hit, and he was still the head of the Central Intelligence Agency at an award for him last year in Washington D.C. If you do a Google on the Jefferson Awards, which is sort of the Academy Awards of Public Service, that was founded by Sam Beard and Jackie Onassis and Senator Howard Taft, and I was fortunate enough to meet Sam. Sam is a living legend. He's got to be, and if he listens to this, Sam, I don't want to do you a disservice with your age, but I think Sam is close to 80, and he's the surviving founder of it, but it was the 40th anniversary of the Jeffersons in Washington, D.C., and General Petraeus got the award for government service, and then about 6 months later, then everything went to heck for him. So there you go.
Wow. So how was it, just digressing a little bit, considering you met Bill Clinton, how was it meeting him?
You know, he's the most genuine. One of the things that I've noticed about a couple of folks, politicians, that are very successful, he is very genuine. You would expect someone like him when he's talking to you, like who – he just introduced to Rick Rosman. Mm-hmm. He actually looked me in the eye, asked me, where do I live, where am I from, and where did I go to school, what did I do? He never took his eyes away from my face. And we're sitting there, and this was only – we only had a few minutes. It was at the Redondo Beach Educational Foundation. He was there because his brother's child went to lived in Redondo Beach, and his child was graduating, and he was going to be giving the program speech, and he came to the Educational Foundation because we support it. So each person got a picture in a couple of seconds with Bill. It was the most engaging. It was great, and you feel after you walked away that guy's a nice guy.
Right.
So it was great.
That tells a lot about him. Just that story.
Yes.
And you know what, with you, Rick, you really paint a really great picture, as far as when you're asking your questions and stuff. I'm, like, sitting here visualizing that, you know, Bill Clinton is in front of me, looking at me dead in my eyes, not taking his eyes off me, and just that intense. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling that. I'm like, you have that persona about you to paint a really great picture. That's what's up. I had to throw that in there. And then also... Say it again?
What's that?
Okay. Go ahead, Rick.
No, I'm sorry. I was deferring to you, Carla. Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. But, so considering all that, you just seem like you just really have, like, this is something that you were, like, born to do almost. You know, as far as being a philanthropist and a humanitarian, but hosting, it seemed like it comes natural to you. And someone asked, considering you're a host, have you ever did, like, motivational speaking? If you haven't, is that something that you're planning on doing in the future?
Okay, I happen to work in a motivational driven line of work in wealth management, and over the years I've always given the motivational speeches, motivational talks to the troops. I mean, right now we're in the beginning of the year, and I go through that. Now it gets more interesting though when I visit, and I'm on like Jefferson High School's board, that type of thing, which is an inner city high school. And when we, or Academy of Business Leadership, Anna Rooney always brings me down to talk to the kids. And there it is so wonderful to be able to get in front of the kids who are, you know, away from the inner city, and they're in a completely different safe element, and they're able to show their spirits, which are wonderful. And Anna gives me 15 or 20 minutes to talk to the kids about life, choices, goals, dreams, And I always start off with, you know, they, especially because most of them are from, are African-American. They all know who Dr. Martin Luther King is. And I always use this anecdote, and I said, well, where does the word doctor come from? And what do you think he did on the weekends? Do you think he spent time in getting in trouble? Or do you think with that doctor that perhaps he was in the library? And it really gets them engaged, and they think, wow, you know, this old white guy really does have something to say. And it's been so special. It has been so special. So for those kinds of speeches, I've been doing a lot more of. And
okay.
it's been great. It's been great.
Wow, it definitely sounds like it. It does. Now, you know, just sitting back and when I got the information from Eric Zulli, on you, and I was researching you, I could only, you know, hope that when I get your age, that, you know, I would have done as many great things as you have. You have a great legacy right now, and that's a beautiful thing. So as I was researching you, I noticed that you have been on the cover of a couple magazines that I read almost on a daily basis. You were on in the business section of TR Magazine, and you were on the cover of that. I thought that was pretty awesome. So what's up next for you? Any other covers? Any other spreads?
Not unless Eric has them planned for me. That was, Carla, again, you talk about leading somebody. Eric, we have the show going, and then Eric goes, you really need to be involved in the magazine. I said, Eric, why do I want to do that? And then so he had to convince me, and then getting down there and meeting the folks from Tightrope and interviewing with them was just great. And so ended up with the article, and then getting on some of the other sites has been great. I know Eric has a couple of others coming up, but I defer to my producer Eric. He seems to know where to pop up next. But it's been a great run. And what comes up from it, don't say no. Is that when you get opportunities, don't say no, because you may not ever get another opportunity again. And so far, Eric, the easy way has worked out. Let's put it that way.
Right. That's so true. And I think a lot of people, when it comes to success, they're afraid. You know, they're afraid of success. They want it. But and you said that magic word, and just as you said at the top of the show, Eric wanted you to do something, and you were like, why do I need to do this? And you wanted to back out, but you didn't. That's a beautiful thing. You know, you just got to keep going, and you just showed that you're human, you know, and a really big, great philanthropist, successful business guy like you want to wimp out too sometimes. So that's and that's good to hear. It definitely is. You guys are amazing. And speaking of amazing, Rick, you said you're in your 60s, and I know that you mentioned at the top of the show that you, something about marathons, and I wanted to, so I just jotted down some notes to remind myself, so I definitely want you to share, because if you do marathons on top of everything else that you shared, I'm done.
Well, okay, first of all, it how many times, Carla, on a weekend, weekend mornings, it's so easy to idle the time away that if you enroll in one of these, you're either 10K, 5K, or half marathon or marathon, it's a matter of just getting out and enjoying the day. And over the years, the 5Ks became 10Ks, became half marathons, and last year we did six. This year the goal is to do eight. We are scheduled to do the Phoenix Marathon on Sunday. Sheila and I are leaving tomorrow morning, and she's never seen the Grand Canyon, so I told her on the way back we'll drive to the Grand Canyon. Before we were talking to you, we looked at the Grand Canyon, and Phoenix is very warm, and the Grand Canyon is very cold, but we plan to do that. And now I'm on another board, the Osmuga Foundation, A-S-M-O-U-G-H-A. By the way, they've got a good picture of me on there. The Osmuga Foundation, we are a charity that is an approved charity of the L.A. Marathon. So if anybody out there is going to do the L.A. Marathon, if they enroll through the Osmuga Foundation site, That money goes directly to the Osmo Foundation, which goes to help widows and orphans in Nigeria because of the AIDS epidemic.
Wow.
That charity I've been involved with for 7 years. Now the chairman is very famous because he's a linebacker for the Eagles. But before that, he wasn't famous, and his mother came to me and said, we need to start this. And I looked at this little lady from Nigeria, and I thought to myself, I go, what? You think we're going to do what? And she goes, would you please join the board? And I was the first person to say yes. So me, and now we have our foundation dinners. You can go to the website at the Biltmore Hotel. Rich Eisen from ESPN is the host, and we raised several hundred thousand dollars for the widows and orphans in Nigeria, and we've since expanded it to South Africa. We are having a grand opening this spring of our school in Nigeria, and the whole board is going to go in either May or June, and we're going to go over there for the grand opening of our school, which is teaching basic living skills to the widows because of the AIDS epidemic. There's so many, and we're, you know, teaching like hairdressing, seamstress, how, you know, all those kinds of things so that they can hold their head up high and make a living. And it's a labor of love. If you go on the website, you can see the school. It's almost completed, and we're so excited.
Wow, that is, oh my God, that is so beautiful. So just make sure you stay connected, because when you guys launch that, I would love for you to come back and share with our listeners how that went. That is awesome. I am just in awe, and you are a true humanitarian, Rick. You definitely are. We're going to go ahead and really, you know, start wrapping things up, but I did want to ask you a couple other questions, and I do want to, again, thank you for giving my listeners and us a portion of your Friday evening, just to be able to enlighten us with all this great stuff that you and Eric Zulli are doing. So thank you again, Rick.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so I heard that you're going to be a presenter at the next Easy Way Awards. I guess you're presenting the Easy Award to Sam Beard. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's the Sam Beard that I mentioned from the Jefferson Awards.
Right.
The guy is an icon, just an absolute icon in the humanitarian community service. And if you take a look at, you know, over the years, who's been Humanitarian of the Year on his in the awards in Washington, D.C. But we're honoring Sam for what he's done, and plus Sam has been like I said earlier, we're all getting older, and Sam's at his 40th anniversary for the Jeffersons was last year, and he's still going strong, and we're going to award him out here coming up in a few months and honor him. Because, quite frankly, the guy deserves it. He is just a living legend and an inspiration to everyone. When you're in a room with Sam, you go, nothing's impossible. And you know, he looks at me and he goes, Rick, there's no such thing as no. Okay.
I love it. Wow,
yeah.
I love it. And you talk about Sam Beard and how great of a guy he is, and he, you know, deserves this award and, you know, and all that great stuff, and I'm sure he does. I followed a lot of things he does, so I'm definitely in agreement with you. But I just want you to know, Rick Rosman, that we are looking forward to honoring you this year at the EO Tim Awards as well. You're a great guy doing some awesome things. And if you don't know, you know, how much, you know, you are needed within the community, you know that. I know you know it, but I just wanted to say just – if I could take off my weave and just, you know, my hair is off to you, whatever the saying, I would. You do so many great things, and I'm just thrilled to be able to speak with you on my broadcast.
Carla, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor and a pleasure, and you're doing with what you do with emerging entrepreneurs. They need a voice. They need a window. They need a way to get their word out there, and they also need a way to be encouraged, because it's such a daunting task to start something from scratch that I'm glad that you offered them the opportunity. So it's my honor to be on your show.
Yeah, definitely, me too. Yeah, same here, and definitely, you know, our door is open. Any time that you want to share with our listeners, let me know, and we can get you guys set up, because any friend of Eric Zuli's is a friend of ours. You're like family now. So,
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. And then also really quick for the listeners, if you are wondering what that website was, you can go to www.rickrosman.com, RickRosman.com, and you can link up with all of his different social media pages right there. So before we leave, though, considering, you know, we've been name-dropping and just sharing all these experiences with all these great people like Sam Beard, I mean, how are you meeting all these great people?
You never know where you're going to meet somebody. At Academy of Business Leadership, the one charity that we spoke about earlier, I was a judge one night on business plans, and Rupert Hitzig, H-I-T-Z-I-D, who is a Hollywood producer and a director, was sitting next to me. And I really, you know, it was late at night, and I'm wondering, when are these kids going to finish? And it was one of those ones where I was running over, and I'm thinking, all I want to do is go home. Now, I'm revealing something about me here that, at 11 o'clock at night on a Tuesday night, I'm thinking, these kids want to go home. So I get in my car, and I try to zoom out the door, and Rupert is ahead of me, and I'm debating, do I talk to Rupert or not? I go up to Rupert. Rupert gives me his number. I go over to Rupert's house. There's Sam Beard. So that's how I met Sam Beard. So just by reaching out to the guy next to me, I get introduced to Sam. I show up at the house, goes, Rick, and goes, meet Sam Beard. I had to do a Google. I go, who the heck is Sam Beard?
Oh, my God.
You don't know me? No, I don't.
Oh, my God. That is
so
cute.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's how I met him, is by saying yes. And I was debating, do I run out of the parking lot or do I take time to exchange names and numbers with the guy? We judge kids all night long in their business plans, and of course we should reach out. And he looked at me, Rupert looked at me and goes, I was wondering whether you would try to network or not. What the heck's wrong with you? And I go, I'm tired, okay? I'm tired.
Okay. That's crazy. That's wild. That's so awesome. Thanks for sharing your experiences with us. And speaking of experiences, the Rosman Experience, what day and time does it air? And where could they find it?
Okay, it's on easywaybroadcasting.com. The Rosman Experience is on Sundays at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. This Sunday we have Chad Meyer, who's the founder of ShareFest. And you can do a Google on ShareFest. You can see what Chad is up to. And he makes an incredible difference in the areas of Compton, San Pedro, Long Beach, those areas, working with the disadvantaged populations there. And so he's going to be our guest on Sunday, 4 o'clock. Every Sunday, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, the Rosman Experience will be there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. Rick Rosman and Eric Zuli, thanks so much for setting it up. Listeners, definitely you can go to www.rickrosman.com to find out all about these great things that he's doing. Definitely stay connected to Rick via Twitter. You can follow him at RickRosman1, the number one on Twitter, and then on Facebook and LinkedIn. He's everywhere, but you can find everything via www.rickrosman.com. Thanks so much, Rick. You have a great rest of your evening. Aaron Zuli, you too. And we are going to wrap up this part of the show, interview with an entrepreneur. Again, I want to thank Rick and Eric Zuli. And we're going to take a really quick commercial break. But before we close up this section, I definitely want to say I'm going to end this section with a great quote that I think is so fitting to our guest tonight, where there is no vision, people perish. Marinate on that, friends. Hold tight. We'll be right back. really love that song. That is Danny Walker, Bang Bang. And before that, we had a great guest on with me, Rick Rodman, was part of our interview with an entrepreneur series. And if you happen to just be tuning in right now and you missed that interview, as soon as the show ends in 5 minutes, you need to go listen to it. It was amazing. And Rick Rodman is a fascinating guy. He's a businessman, humanitarian, philanthropist, and he's doing a lot of really great things in the communities all across the country, not just locally. So definitely kudos to him, hats off to him. Definitely you can find out more about Rick Rodman by visiting www.rickrodman.com. Alrighty, definitely check him out. And really quickly, also, I'm going to go ahead and close up, but I definitely want to thank you all for joining me this Friday night. I know that you could be probably doing the boogie or something on the dance floor. Hopefully, it's not too late for you to join the party. Thanks again. And if you are streaming live via EOTMRadio.com, please subscribe to receive alerts to all of our future shows. We have some really great stuff going on under the EOTM Radio and Media Network. Really quickly, if I can remember off the top of my head, Sunday nights we have the Slow Jams with Miss Anonymous. Monday nights we have Stephen Knight Show. Tuesday nights we have the Queen G Talk Show and Correcting the System of Unequal Justice. Wednesday nights we have Let's Face Reality as well as Musical Madness with Desire. Thursday, we have the Kick It Spot with T. Angelo, and Friday, you're with me, the E-Buzz Talk Show, and then Saturday nights, guess what? You get a little bit of country, so make sure you subscribe to receive alerts because you're not going to want to miss all this great stuff. And then if you're a country music fan, oh my God, the show on Saturdays is to die for. Our new personality, Kane, he has set up, and it's The Other Side of Country with Kane. So be sure to subscribe to receive alerts. And I'm going to get out of here, y'all, but I'm going to leave you with some John Legend doing a little bit of Adele and Rolling in the Deep. Until next time, y'all, Carla D, I am out. Have a great weekend. Good night.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it
your
all.
Your wish you never left that
rolling deep. In the deep.
Never gone wrong.
You
deep.
Had my heart and soul.
Your
gonna
wish you
of yours.
Never have left me.
And you played
never
it
gone fall.
To the beat.
Rolling in the deep.
Baby, I have no story to be told, but I've heard one on you, and it's gonna make your head burn. Think of me in the depths of your despair. Making a home down there, my joy won't be shared. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it
your
all.
Your wish you never have let me.
Rolling in the deep.
Never gone far. Rolling in the deep.
You had my heart and soul.
Your one wish you
love you.
Never have let me.
But you played it with the beat. Throw your soul to every open door.
Ooh.
find what you look for.
Ooh.
Turn my sorrow into tragic gold.
Ooh.
Pay me back in kind and reap just what you sow.
You're gonna wish you never had left me.
Had
tears are gonna fall. Rolling in the deep. You're gonna wish you never had left me. Tears are gonna fall.
We could have had it all.
Wish you never
had that rolling in the deep.
Rolling
you had my heart and soul.
You're gonna wish you never had
that
beat.
And you played it to the beat.
We
could have had it all.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.